It's What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hanlon from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck. KCJB Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, KTGO Tioga, and KLTC Dickinson. This is What's on Your Mind. You tell us at 800-228-0550. Is that number on your speed dial yet? Gosh almighty, what are you waiting for? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Fridays, we normally have a number of survey questions. What's normal? What's nuts? And we spent a fair amount of time in the first hour talking about the NDSU Bison win of the first round of the Big Dance yesterday in Spokane, Washington, a victory over the Sooners of Oklahoma, advancing to the next round, the NDSU Bison. Is that a bigger deal than winning a national championship in football? A first-round win in basketball just because of all the attention? That's one of the questions. I believe it is. You can answer whether I'm normal or not. And then a whole host of other questions here that we have up on our Facebook page as well about my favorite silliness of the week. A school district upholding a suspension for a 10-year-old boy, a fifth grader, because of a zero-tolerance weapons policy for school. So what weapon was he using, you ask? His hand. Yeah. Finger now. It's a finger gun suspension.
I knew there was some reason I moved away from Columbus, Ohio, when I came to North Dakota in 97. Ned, it's thinking like that.
Stupidity at its finest, ladies and gentlemen. Later this hour, also Al Jager will join us, the Secretary of State. I think it's nuts not to require a ID to vote, so we know you are who you say you are. Well, believe it or not, that's controversial. North Dakota has some new voter ID laws, and Al Jager will tell us about those coming up on the program. You want to weigh in on those topics or any others, we call the show What's on Your Mind for a reason. We want to know what's on your mind. So whether it's road conditions wherever you are, or a winter weather event here today, or the NDSU Bison, or finger gun suspensions, you name it, 800-228-0550. Kevin Bismarck's been waiting to weigh in on a topic. Hello, Kevin. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Say, go Bison, well, first thing, and the kid with pointing his gun, I hear he's putting in for jokes going around, he's putting in for concealed weapons permit, so when he sticks his finger up his nose, he doesn't get in trouble.
Good one, I like that.
And anyway, the reason I called, we were talking earlier this week about the excess money that the state's getting from the oil expiration, and ways to use it, and they're talking property tax relief, but I feel these guys up there that only have the surface rates and aren't getting really a benefit. They're getting a payment for getting the pads on their land, but they're putting up a lot of grief. I think maybe their property taxes should be paid first until that well's no longer producing and everything's been reclaimed. Then they could start paying again. I don't know what you thought on that. Is that nuts or what?
So let me just make sure I understand you. You're saying that, and again, I think you're talking about the fact that the state is going to have more money than they projected at the end of the next budget, which would be June of 2015, off the charts. You know, they were projecting a few million dollars, and now they're going to be about, what was the number again? Wasn't it like, I think it was $357 million more than they projected. So just a large amount of money, and we said, you know, what should happen with the money? So that's what prompted your suggestion. And your suggestion here is that that property taxes in oil country, if you have an oil well on your land, your property taxes should be exempt, zero, nada?
That's only if you have the surface rates. If you got both the surface and the oil rate, you know, the mineral rates, then you pay your own taxes. But if you're putting up with all the grief of guys, the traffic and whatever, wrecking your land, pipelines going across it and everything else, sure, they're getting some compensation, but I really don't think it's enough. Those guys shouldn't have to pay tax.
All right, property tax, a special property tax exemption for surface rights owners only in oil country. And for how long is your proposal here, Kev?
Until the well's not producing anymore and everything's cleaned up and taken off, and then maybe then.
Well, you're talking a lot of years of tax abatement.
Land owners are losing some of their monies going to the state, so that'd be one way of compensating, you know, the guy that only has surface rates. But that was just a thought I had.
All right, Kevin, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. We'll leave that to the listeners to see whether that's normal or not. I would say not likely to happen. I'm not going to call you nuts, though. Wouldn't do that. Cody in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go.
Yeah, I'm just calling from Shooters here in Bismarck. And, you know, today, because of the finger gun thing, I guess we can have a sale on those. You hold two fingers up, it's actually an assault rifle, though. You got to be careful about that. So that's all I got to say.
All right, Cody. Appreciate the call. Here's, I thought of this actually when I was chatting with the previous caller, and I'll just throw it out. Now, I was in a building yesterday. It was actually a building in downtown Fargo for a meeting yesterday afternoon. And the particular building had been renovated. It had some interesting history to it, and I found out a little bit about it. But the renovation process took it from like 9,000 square feet to like 45,000 square feet. And, you know, when it had 9,000 square feet, you know, when it was built, it was housed a business. Now it houses about 20 businesses. So this one building that's been there for, you know, I forget how long, but late 1800s, early 1900s, a long time in downtown Fargo, transforms from, you know, one business to 20-some businesses, 9,000 square feet to 45,000 square feet. And, you know, there was not a new road that needed to be built out front of it. No new curbs needed to be put out. No infrastructure, no, you know, water lines, sewer, none of that, okay? So, you know, some dollars invested in a building. It expands in size. There's more businesses, holds more people, and contributes more to the economy without the addition of any other additional infrastructure. And caused me to think a little bit. The same couldn't be said for, say, an office building that was built on the edge of town, right? Okay, we want to build in, we're going to bring in, you know, 45,000 square foot office building, we're going to put 20 businesses in here, and we're going to set up all these businesses, but we need a road, and we got to extend the infrastructure and everything else. The caller raised the property tax question, and that's what made me think of this little exercise I was doing in my head at the time. Is that not an argument to revitalize what we have before we expand? In other words, what could we save in property taxes if we said, all right, the boundaries of our communities as they are right now, we're going to freeze it there, and we're going to infill. We're going to take, you know, underutilized buildings that could be renovated that already have infrastructure to them. We're going to take, here's another example for downtowns. Parking is always a problem in downtowns, right? So what if you took all the service parking, cut it in half, and did like double-decker parking structures on the one half that you keep for parking, and the other half you develop. So more money in the tax rolls, more and less mission creep to the outer edges of the community, which requires streets, roads, water, sewer, you know, the whole gamut. How much would we save in what I just described in property taxes? Because one of the things I think we all want is our local political subdivisions, the counties, the cities, the schools, to spend less, right? To spend less. Well, this would be one way to do it. And that one little exercise in that one building is what made me think about it. Am I normal or am I nuts? Let me know what you think. Just trying to lower your property taxes here. 800-228-0550, Cody in Bismarck. Yes, sir.
Hello? Yeah, I was calling.
Hi, Cody, go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling on that little finger gun thing there. You know, I think it's a little far-fetched to go as far as saying that he had, sort of say, a weapons infraction to put that on his school record. You know, it's one thing as a fifth grader to flip a teacher off and know that it's an improper hand gesture, and I think that should also be considered an improper hand gesture, not putting a little check mark on his permanent school record that'll follow him through his graduation, that he had a, so to say, weapons infraction on his record from fifth grade. I think that's a little far-fetched. I mean, otherwise, we're all walking around with two weapons every day attached to the end of our arm.
Exactly. That's what I thought was the most bizarre about this, because the suspension for 3 days was because of the state's zero-tolerance weapons policies for schools. So we've just redefined a finger now as a weapon.
Yeah, that's the nuts part. A little out. You know, if they would have just said, you know, we're going to suspend you for an improper hand gesture, I don't think there would be any argument over the situation, because it would be no different than a kid flipping his teacher off. It's not right. They know it's not right. You know, there would be no dispute on this at all. But to bring it in as a law for weapons and stuff, that's a little far-fetched. People are going too far already.
It's nuts. I'm with you, Cody. By the way, the school offered to downgrade the offense to a volatile act, but the boy's family turned that down. They want to appeal this because they're defending common sense, and God bless them for it. More coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Friday, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Is it normal or nuts to believe the NDSU Bison men's basketball team will advance to the Sweet 16? Can they do it again? And what's a bigger deal, winning an FCS national championship in football or an upset victory in the Big Dance Round 1 NCAA Final Four basketball tourney? Am I nuts to think last night was a bigger deal than a national championship? Here's what some of you had to say. The 16, FCS is a subdivision. The 16 is the real deal. Bill says, good game. Wish Cable would have had, Cable 1 would have had True TV. Thanks for nothing, Cable 1. Yeah. It's on TNT on Saturday, which I think is on a few more cable channels, but True TV, I don't know who in the heck.
I do.
Yeah, it's because you love the Court TV, right?
They don't have much of that on there anymore, though. But if you want to watch Ron from Lizard Lick and Lizard Lick Towing, you have to have True TV. So.
Well, who could miss Lizard Lick?
Yeah.
Not me. It's not possible. A couple of the normal nuts survey questions. We ask about the school district upholding the boy's suspension for his finger gun. Can't make this stuff up. Stupidity is unbelievable. I give the parents credit for this. I mentioned this before the break, though. They're appealing to the school board, and the school said, hey, you know, how about we downgrade this offense, this, you know, finger as a weapon thing. We'll downgrade it to a volatile act. What do you say? You want to go along with that? Family said, no, thanks. And so they're going to the school board. If that fails, they're going to go to the courts, and they're just going to keep going.
I like the earlier caller's comment, though, on concealed weapon.
That's next.
Put his finger in his nose so he can conceal the weapon. I mean, I know. What is next?
There's a visual I didn't need, actually.
I know. Yeah. I know. I'm stuck with that all day. But it's got a valid point, though.
Robert says this is police state nuts. Sick of no common sense. Comes from the gun-hating crowd. Yeah, that's pretty bizarre. Another question that's getting a fair amount of attention on our Facebook page today. Union organizers are calling a lack of fast food wage hikes wage theft. Can you call this wage theft?
I don't think I've ever heard that word before this latest wave in the last week or two.
They like that new word. See, they can. Here's what Sasha said. Unions have lost their minds. Do they understand if you raise the minimum wage, then their workers will suffer? Dan says, how's this theft? I go to the business. I ask to be employed there, knowing the wages, benefits, and the hours to be worked. And then I complain that I'm having my wages stolen? The Democratic line is permeating society. Remember when they, Clinton, he puts in the parentheses, remember when they told us that Republicans' increase of a 4% school lunch program rather than 7%? Was a reduction to the existing school lunch program?
Yeah.
Words, just words. You always got to go behind the story when you're looking at these things. Sean says, theft implies it was lawfully your money to begin with, which is not. The agreed-upon wage is what is lawfully yours. Exactly right. That's why you just go, wage theft? Seriously? Come on. You don't like the wage they pay at McDonald's in New York? Don't work at the McDonald's in New York. There's a novel concept. But this is, you know what this is, folks? This is union thuggery, is what it is. It's a way to make enough noise, get their name in the paper, get radio talk shows in North Dakota and the Northern Plains talking about it, and scare off, you know, the owners of these companies and thinking they're, it's Jesse Jackson politics, is what it is. Just stir up a hornet's nest and try and make it tough. Why aren't the unions protesting the wage and benefit theft pending for the military members and their families, asked Dan. What makes the fast food workers more worthy of their protest efforts? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Those are Democratic voters. Moving on. Ron says pro-theft? Interesting. This isn't about the minimum wage. It's about stealing. Theft includes overtime violations like spreading worker hours over multiple weeks to avoid time-and-a-half rates, working through breaks and not paying employees for work done before and after clocking in. Theft of money and time is also a common theme, with workers being told not to clock in for their scheduled shift because the store isn't busy, or just told to go home. Then there are employers that simply stiff employees on hours or refuse to pay overtime. It happens in all industries, says Ron. Ron, most of what you described there would be illegal activity. It's a little different than somebody taking a job and then saying, well, it doesn't pay enough, therefore you're stealing from me, which is what they're saying there. Anyway, if you want to weigh in on any of those, you can go to our Facebook page and do that at 8, What's On Your Mind Radio, facebook.com/What's On Your Mind Radio. Find it from our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com, where you can also email us with your questions or comments. Easy way to weigh in there, and you go to whatsonyourmindradio.com, submit your comments. You can even do that anonymously. If you don't want us to know who you are, you can do that right there. And our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Chatted with the National Weather Service in Bismarck earlier about road conditions. Most of the bad stuff, the wind and most of the heavy snow, by the way, is north of Highway 2 and east of Grand Forks. But in general, wherever you're seeing, we had a call earlier from Berthold, said pure ice by Berthold on Highway 2. Others said once you get to Stanley, things clear up to Montana. I heard from a lot of folks in every corner of North Dakota today, some areas that require you to slow down. Most of the wind and the precip where you are getting it will end by early this evening as this thing rolls on out of here. So some good news there, and got an update on that. Al Jager is going to join us in just a little bit. Al is the Secretary of State in North Dakota. We're going to talk about new laws in North Dakota concerning what's required of you to vote. Yes. Do you think it's a good idea that when people vote, they have an ID in order to actually go through the vote? Think of all the things you need an ID for in this day and age. We spent a little time on tattoos earlier this week, mostly because it was a big news story, which we couldn't quite figure out why people getting tattoos for the first time was a big news story. Must have been a slow news day. But anyway, somebody called and said, hey, I got a tattoo. You know, I needed an ID to be able to get a tattoo. Interesting. So,
but not to vote for president.
Yeah, not to vote. No.
Okay.
Here's I'll throw myself out there. Am I normal or am I nuts for thinking the following? If you don't think an ID should be required to vote, you want people to bend the rules. That's my view. It's not about, oh, who are we going to exclude and who are we singling out? You want to preserve a corrupt system. Integrity in voting is extraordinarily important. I mean, we need to know that vote is cast by a person who is who they say they are.
Or at least alive. You know, the stereotype of Chicago is how many dead people vote there.
There are changes in North Dakota. There is a new campaign to tell you all about it, and we will give Al Jager a chance to visit about that with us and you straight ahead on What's on Your Mind. Joe and Fargo just coming in as we go to break here, too. I want to talk about the minimum wage. We'll get you in, Joe, more coming up on What's on Your Mind.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
My friends at Chase on the Lake want you to come experience one of Minnesota's premier resorts so bad they said, Scott, slash the price in half. And I said, of what? Any room? No kidding. Any spa treatment? No kidding. How about some private bowling? Half off. And they'll throw in free breakfast to boot. Now, here's what you need to do to take advantage of this offer. Go to chaseonthelake.com, use the promo code Scott, and then tell us when you want to stay between now and the end of April. Any Sunday through Thursday, get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, and 50% off private bowling, plus free breakfast each morning of your stay. And by the way, while you're at chaseonthelake.com, check out the spa link and pick your massage, your body treatment, your skin therapy, the nail care. They've got it all right there in a great menu. Check out the great dining in the 502 restaurant, all the activities you can do there, all the fun at chaseonthelake.com. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go to chaseonthelake.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We're Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hinnon on the home stretch of a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. Joe and Fargo on the way in on the minimum wage issue. Before we get to our guest, talk about the new voter ID laws in North Dakota. Go ahead, Joe. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, this is Joe here. I just wanted to weigh in on that real quick. I think the only reason why they're trying to raise that minimum wage is so they can get it back with their Obamacare. See, if they don't make enough money, then they're obviously going to be, they don't have to pay it. And then if they raise the minimum wage, that would, for one, take them off the welfare plan and then not let them be, they wouldn't have to pay for the Obamacare, you know. So I just think that, you know, it's just another way for them to make an extra few bucks off the people anyway. People don't realize that they think they're going to get some extra money by raising the minimum wage, but most of the minimum wage people, that's actually only 1%, and those people are usually on welfare anyway because they don't make enough money anyway, and if they do raise that minimum wage, they're going to, you know, they're just not going to be able to, you know, get all their free stuff. And then, for one, they'd probably quit their jobs anyway, so then there'd be less people in the market for working anyway.
What do you think of these union? What do you think of these union protests that suggest if you don't pay me what I think I'm worth, then it's wage theft? Do you like that term?
Yeah, right. You know what? Just stay in school, all right, and then you might be able to get a little better education and go through with something else. You know, usually these jobs are for younger people just starting out, so I don't know. Yeah, they might deserve just a couple extra bucks, but you know that people that own these restaurants and stores, these people aren't rich, and then the goal is to raise the minimum wage to that extent would be probably pretty costly on these people, and I think that it's probably wouldn't work out for most companies anyway. I think that's just another way for Obama to go ahead and put another little crack in the system. But anyway,
appreciate the call. Appreciate the call, Joe. Thanks a bunch, and thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. Our next guest is the Secretary of State of the great state of North Dakota, Al Jaeger. We're going to talk about everything you need to know about voting in North Dakota, and it has changed since the last legislative session and with the upcoming voting season. Al, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well.
Any questions or comments for Al are certainly welcome today on the program at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So what do I need to know about voting in North Dakota? What's new?
Well, essentially, there isn't that much new because since the 2003 legislative session, beginning in the 2004 elections, North Dakota voters have been required to provide identification when they vote. And so that part is not new at all. The last legislative session made two changes to the law, and those two changes, there used to be that as one form of identification, a person could come to the polls. They didn't have anything to prove where they lived or anything like that. They were given the option of of completing a voter's affidavit. And so in that voter's affidavit, they were self-certifying that they were qualified voters. And they were given a ballot, and that ballot was then that they could cast it. And it was placed in with all of the other ballots that were voted. And if ultimately it was found out that that individual was not qualified, there was no way to retrieve that. That's one of the things that the legislature removed. The other thing was that poll workers no longer were able to, are able to vouch. So if you came in you didn't have any identification, a poll worker could say, well, I know who you are, you're allowed to vote. So those are the only two changes. The fact is that over 90% of the voters already have the identification and that's necessary. And what our campaign is going to be about is to make sure that everybody knows what the qualifications are.
Bob Ballew, who's the chairman of the North Dakota Democratic Party, former deputy secretary of state himself, said what this does is literally put thousands of North Dakotans at risk of being disenfranchised, and we saw part of that in the special election in Fargo. Respond to that, Al.
Well, first of all, I'm not quite sure about thousands, because essentially you take the presidential election, and in that particular election, there were 10,500 people that did use a voter's affidavit. That amounted to 3% of the voters, which means that essentially everybody else had the required identification. And so out of those 3%, the 3% of the 10,500, 65% of those were in Grand Forks County and Cass County. So I suspect most of those were related to college students. And in the new requirements and the options for college students, there is a way that they can determine, or they can go onto their college software, and they're able to print something out that does show what their college address is, you know, that they are in fact qualified voters. And so that part is covered. And so everything that we have out there will cover virtually every voter, everything that the law has in it. There will be no voter that will, if they want to vote, they'll have that opportunity. Nobody's going to be prevented. One of the things that we're looking at, and we would encourage, is rather than to scare people that they're being disenfranchised, we hope that organizations will avail themselves of the opportunity to assist us in educating whether they're members or their constituents or whatever, about the requirements, so that no one is left without that opportunity, because it certainly is a right that's very important.
Calls waiting for Al. Kurt and Bismarck, your first year at What's on Your Mind for Al Jaeger, the Secretary of State of North Dakota, on the new voter ID requirements, 800-228-0550 with your questions. Go ahead, Kurt.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great program. Hi, Al. How are you doing this morning? I just wanted to comment on your opening of the tribal IDs for voters. That was extremely important. Native Americans are nearly 12% of the voting population in this state now. And I want you to know, and we worked with you, your comment is true. If you've got some problems, you can go talk to the Secretary of State and get some things worked out. That's the way to go. And I want you to thank you, Al, for making that adjustment. It was a positive influence on our elderly and our veterans, and I want to thank you for your stewardship.
Well, thank you. With that, actually, tribal identification has been accepted all along since the 2004 election. So that part is not new. But we have worked with all of the tribes. We've met with them, and we've worked with them on the tribal identification cards. The one challenge might be is the identification that is needed does need to have three essential pieces of information. That is that you are 18 years of age, or so. In other words, you have to have your birth date, of course, your name, and a residential address. And what we have learned in the process is that not all of the tribal ID cards have the address. And so that is one thing that we would encourage those individuals that will be using that to make sure that their tribal identification does include that essential piece of information as well. But it has been accepted since the 2004 elections.
the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the tribes are making those adjustments as we speak, and just the fact that we need to be aware of them and do something about it is the type of policy that a person wants, because I'm convinced that you want participation. You're not trying to disenfranchise people.
Well, that's certainly the case. You know, this is, you know, it's very interesting with different things that come up on this. Of all things, where we have multitude, thousands of people that have died to protect our freedom to vote. Now, when I go to the polls, I should have the comfort of knowing that everybody else that's casting their vote also is a qualified voter. It's no different than me getting on an airplane and providing identification. I want to make sure that everybody else also has the proper identification, and it's needed for virtually everything. But of all things, don't we want the people that are casting their vote to, you know, maybe I'm naive, but I thought everybody wanted to know that everybody else is qualified.
Thank you, Scott, for this program. It's a real help to the public, and both of you have a safe day.
You as well, Kurt. Thank you. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. There's five valid forms of ID that work, by the way. We often think of a driver's license, but there's others that work in the form of an ID that you allow. Tell us about that, Al.
Well, one of the things that came up in the legislative session is that not everybody has a driver's license, and you know, quite frankly, over 90% of the people, that's what they use for identification. And so the other thing that was looked at is the non-driver's identification card, which is issued through the Department of Transportation. And there was a cost with that. And so what the legislature did in adopting this, do the particular changes that they did, is that card, it no longer has a charge to it. Now, if you have a card from before and are renewing it, it's my understanding that in the DOT system there might be something. But if you've never had one, there is no charge to obtain that. And right now there's quite a few thousands of people already that have that state identification card, because most likely they need it for, you know, a lot of other things. The other thing, of course, that was just mentioned was the tribal ID card, and then the student identification certificate, and that is essentially where the student can download, print off a certificate that says, you know, they've lived, you know, because all of the colleges, you know, even if somebody might be from Texas, you know, they do have an address within their college town, and the university is aware of that and stuff. And so, obviously, if they've been here 30 days or 18 years of age or U.S. citizen, they're allowed to vote. And so they're able to download that, print that off, and that can be part of their identification. And the same thing with the long-term care certificate is for those individuals that might be in some type of facility like that that may not have identification. There is a way that they're able to do that. And so virtually we've covered everything. And then even in those particular situations, in rare situations where they might not have something, the law does provide for what's called an attester. And so there virtually is no reason why, if an individual wants to vote, that they'll have that opportunity. And that, of course, is why we have the education program. Between the two elections, we're going to be spending $700,000 to get that message out.
Short break. Back with more with our guest, Al Jager, Secretary of State. New campaign underway called Voting in North Dakota, Easy as Pie. Talk more about that when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Of What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hinnon. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments. Here's a call that came in during the break for Al.
You know, Scott, I'm convinced that if most of the illegals, or 90% of the illegals, and minorities voted Republican instead of Democrat, the left would be all over requiring voter ID. Thank you.
How much of the opposition, Al, to the changes in voter ID or requiring a voter, even the modest changes in North Dakota, because as you say, ID has long been required, not long, but since early 2000. How much of the opposition do you think is wanting people to vote that really are not eligible to vote?
Well, I don't know if that's the case because, you know, generally, Mr. Ballou met in my office a couple months ago and inquired about all the different aspects of the law and seemed to express concern that people that were qualified, you know, wouldn't get that opportunity to vote. And, of course, that's contrary to the entire part of voting, and so I don't know that it is the part of anybody illegal voting, but the concern is the accountability that the people who are voting are in fact qualified residents of the precinct for 30 days. You know, that's the part that is important, and that's what brings the integrity to the election process, and that's something that I think everybody should be interested in, and that's why we would encourage everybody to join in, and rather than saying we're, you know, it's disenfranchising, is to go out and enable those people who want to vote and may not have the identification to let them know what they can do and what options that they have, and we certainly hope that organizations will do that and join in our education effort.
I don't know how you manage to maneuver society without one of these five IDs that that you allow for the vote. I mean, it's this day and age, you pretty much need it for everything, don't you?
Well, I think so. And one of the things we discussed very much in our office for a long time was, you know, how many types of identification that, you know, should we have? And what we determined with these five is that they cover every voter, and also that allows us to present a very straight, focused information out there in terms of the campaign. They're a very focused campaign on these five identification requirements because everyone has access to this. Plus, in those cases where an attester is needed, everybody will be able to vote. And that's the part that we wanted to keep simple, straightforward. Here are your options, and not have it cluttered with a lot of extra stuff. And I think the message with the, you know, the theme, voting in North Dakota is easy as pie, that's why it was selected, because really, Scott, voting in North Dakota is easy as pie.
And that is a rather extensive campaign, right? About $700,000, part of a national effort, am I right?
No, what it is that all the states in 2002, with the passage of the Federal Help America Vote Act, received funding. And so we have federal funds that we can use for educational purposes for elections. And so the funds that we have are coming from that. We are using approximately, it's divided between the two elections, between the June election and the November election. We are going to be advertising on radio. It's going to be in weekly newspapers, daily newspapers, television, cable. Some people might even notice some inside billboard advertising when they use certain facilities in certain restaurants and bars.
Very interesting. All right. Al, anything else you want to leave our listeners with on the new campaign?
Well, we really, you know, we want everybody to make sure that they have the identification. We want them to go to our website. It has everything on there that you need to know. We have a very easy website to remember. It's vote.nd.gov. It'll take you there. Everything, absolutely everything is there about the qualifications for voting. It has the information about the measures that'll be on the ballot. As we get ballots prepared, people will be able to see their sample ballot on our website. If you go in and you put in your house number and your zip code, everything will pull up. It'll show you where to vote, the hours of voting. And so really, we have an extensive amount of information on there. And so really, again, Scott, we would really encourage people, if they have any questions, go to the website at web. I'm trying to spit stuff out here real quick. It's vote.nd.gov. Hopefully I got that out okay.
All right, vote.nd.gov.
Right. Seems simple enough. Thank
exactly
you.
Right. Al, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it a bunch. And Todd, until we meet again.
Yes, sir.
Have a fabulous weekend, okay?
You too.
I'm going to go cheer on the University of North Dakota. What did you say?
I know. I was just seeing if you were paying attention.
You're breaking your own rules here. Yes, I'm going to go cheer on the Fighting
Sioux.
Not
my rule. I don't own the place. Not yet, anyway.
Miami of Ohio tonight, and, of course, the Bison tomorrow night. A lot going on. State B action. Take it all in, folks. Be safe where you're driving. And keep those radios right where they're at. God bless you, and thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. Bye-bye.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Warmer weather and snow melting means one thing. It's time for the Max Spring Sale. Find great deals like a 2-inch by 27-foot tie-down for only $10.99. Save $100 on a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill combo kit. Great 5 volts, only $1.69 per pound. $3.99 for a 40-pound bag of softener salt. Rope, cable, tools, they're all on sale now during Max Spring Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Poor markets cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. tobeyoungagain.com.